With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM. And over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Bedrin FM, Bunkurugu, Clenan Radio, Bator, Gaskia FM, Techiman and Radio Wa, Get Radio TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. This morning,
ECG says that there's no timetable coming. Why do you want to bring a timetable? What purpose? Why would somebody get up and wish evil or bad for the country? What is your plan? You can't tell the person.
Energy Minister comes under sharp criticism for his rejection of calls for load shedding timetable. Many meanwhile continue to struggle with unstable power supply and unsure when their light will come on or go off.
At least you know Monday they will not be given light from 6 to 12 o'clock. I will not be out. I will be in my house knowing how to deal with my issues.
The timetable is like it will help because anytime the light off, they worry.
In a Ghana Field exhibition series, we'll tell you how a piece of land in a prime area very close to the Independence Square here in Accra has become a dumping ground and an open defecation spot.
Many people have been doing that.
Why were you defecating?
Defecating here, if you are defecating here, those who are living around here, they will not call it to be a crime because it's a lowland.
In business, Governor of the Bank of Ghana hints of another round of bailout to deal with remaining claims of some bank customers and investment firms. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And later, from Tamale to Kumasi, the Joy News Ghana Connect Town Hall train makes a stop at the Garden City today as we engage residents ahead of the 2024 elections. These and more with me, Maxwell Agbagba. Thanks for joining us. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible journalism. Let's settle for the details now. Energy Minister Dr. Matthew Pokuprempeh is under heavy criticism by the minority on Parliament's Energy Committee for its rejection of calls for load shedding timetable due to erratic electricity supply. This comes on the heels of a 24-hour deadline the Electricity Company of Ghana must meet to produce a load shedding timetable as ordered by the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, as many struggle to deal with the outages.
It will help better than not knowing anything. You get up and come without electricity. At least you know Monday they will not be given light from 6 to 12 o'clock. I will not be out. I will be in my house knowing how to deal with my issues.
The timetable like it will help. But yeah, these people need light because anytime the light off, they worry. Come to their work, nothing happen for yeah. So if they give us a small time, like some 2-3 hours before for the day, like it will be for the boys.
We have to have a timetable for the light off.
But the Energy Minister says the demand for a timetable is not necessary for now.
We are going to work on it, and it's not a work that is a single event, it's a process, and we'll continue to work on it for the energy sector to become better.
Have you heard of calls for a timetable?
Ask those who want it to bring it. If there is, I haven't seen any timetable. The ECG says that there's no timetable coming. Why do you want to bring a timetable? What purpose? Why would somebody get up and wish evil or bad for the country? What is your plan? You can't tell the person.
You had Energy Minister Matthew Pokuprempeh, but minority spokesperson on energy John Jinapo says it is unfortunate for the sector minister to adopt such a posture when people are unable to plan their lives due to interruptions in electricity supply.
He should know better that we are shedding load. And even in his interview, he couldn't refute it. He said, yes, they are shedding load, but in his opinion, it's better than President Mohamed's time. And so what? Let's assume it's better. And so what? People should not be given a timetable to plan because in the minister's opinion, it is better if the people, the timetable to plan. And when the people request that the outages are getting too many, give us the timetable to plan. The minister says that those who are asking for the timetable should go and prepare the timetable themselves. Extremely unfortunate. Very insulting.
You heard John Jinapo, Executive Director of the Institute of Energy Security in NMOC, says the minister spoke from a position of ignorance.
The ECG's boss refusal to turn out the timetable is fully backed by the minister. And if the PRC acts an agency under your oversight and you say that Ghanaians, whoever wants a timetable, can turn out one, you know, this is quite insulting, very insulting. And to give us the, you know, the posture that you are unaware that the PRC have required of an agency of yours to submit some details of their own discussion means that this is an uninformed minister.
Let's turn attention to education now. And the Education Ministry has hit back at critics over the distribution of free tablets to senior high school students. Government started the distribution of 1.3 million tablets to students yesterday as part of the Smart Schools project. The initiative has already been met with criticisms, with critics demanding that government rather address the existing pressing challenges confronting the educational sector. But spokesperson for the ministry, Kwesi Kwarteng, rejects that. He spoke to Evans Benta on Top Story last night.
The problem about schools under trees is not, for instance, a four-year-old problem. And so your solutions, no matter how aggressive that you will be, will not mean that all of a sudden the schools under trees will all of a sudden disappear. It's a process. And like I indicated, as such, when you tackle them, you can solve the tablet issue together, particularly when we are within the 21st century and within the fourth industrial revolution and the rest of the world, they are moving forward.
Kwesi Kwarteng speaks for the Education Ministry. Now, in a prime area nestled between Accra's iconic landmarks, Independence Square, and the burial place of former President John Evans Dada Mills, Asomdwoe Park, a distressing reality has emerged. This area, situated on the road leading to the former seat of government, the Osu Castle, has transformed into a dumping ground and a hub for open defecation. In our series, Dab Filled Exhibition, I was there, and here's my report. The Independence Square, a reminder of Ghana's freedom from her colonial masters. Right beside it is the piece of land which also serves as a reminder to some unpatriotic citizens of their freedom. Freedom to openly defecate and dump their garbage.
Ghana, we now have freedom.
It seems the authorities have found the perfect spot for a sit-down protest against waste management. Or perhaps it is the city authorities' way of saying, Happy Independence Day, enjoy the sights and smell. Right here, we confronted a man who had just finished defecating on this hallowed ground.
So why were you defecating here?
That low land, they've been sitting there for a long time. And it was like baller. The rubbish dump. Some people are sitting in this water.
Why were you defecating?
Defecating here, if you are defecating here, those who are living around here, they will not call it to be a crime. Uh-huh. So that's why we are defecating there.
Now from Tamale in the northern region, the Joy News Ghana Connect Town Hall train makes a stop at the Garden City Kumasi today. In a few hours, we'll be engaging residents at the Presbyterian Church premises in Idum as they make their voices heard in the crafting of manifestos by the political parties. Let's go live to Kumasi now. My colleague Blessed Soga is there for us. Blessed, how prepared are we for today and what should we expect?
Well, if you're within the Ashanti and specifically within the region of capital Kumasi and its environs, the Edum Kumasi Presby Hall is where you need to be. We're calling it the Ghana Connect Town Hall, where we're giving the opportunity to the electorate to influence the kind of manifesto that the political parties will be releasing ahead of the 2024 elections. Similar to what we've done in Tamale, we're giving the opportunity to the electorate to decide and to get to influence the political parties to address their concerns in their manifestos. And that's what we'll be doing right from this morning all throughout the day. And it will be live on the Joy News channel. We're doing this in partnership with the Star Ghana Foundation.
You just heard them, my colleague Blessed Soga reporting live from Kumasi. Now, Senegal's president-elect, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, has pledged to govern with humility and transparency in his first speech after Sunday's poll. Mr. Faye's main rival from the governing coalition, Amadou Ba, has already conceded defeat, setting the stage for the 44-year-old political newcomer to become the youngest president in the country's history. Now to our Drive Safe campaign. The National Road Safety Authority is set to deploy officers to various transport stations to ensure drivers do not drink alcohol before embarking on their journeys. It is part of measures to deal with the high rate of road crashes, especially as Easter approaches. Deputy Director for Public Investment Development Unit at the National Road Safety Authority, Henry Asumini, has been speaking to my colleague Elton Broby on the Pulse on the Journeys channel.
Getting into the Easter, it will be on speeding and drink driving, because when it comes to festival times, we also record a lot of drink driving.
People still drink and drive.
Yes, please. It happens. So that is where the target is. And we will be with the police on the route. While police are doing the enforcement, we are doing the education. We are also going to intensify pre-trip inspections at the lorry terminals. Like that.
You heard the Deputy Director for Public Investment Development Unit at the National Road Safety Authority, Henry Asumini. In our Drive Safe tip, don't drink and drive. Any alcohol, even a small amount, can impair your driving, so be a safe driver. Don't drink and drive. My name is Maxwell Agbagba. The Super Morning Show continues.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
Ugh. Little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.